Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I'm Glovina Williams. Welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show, and this is my live podcast. I am so happy that you took out time from your schedule to just spend this short time with me. And my main goal is that I just want to inform, inspire, and I just want to prompt you to action. And I want to just be current with some of the cutting-edge ways that you can do that. Some new and innovative ideas. And I just really envision this time we'll have together. And this podcast would just be a powerful conduit to transmit some relevant information and even perhaps some prophetic foresight. It's going to enable you to move and accomplish your respective goals and add to that at a rapid speed, at Jedi speed. So that's my expectation, that you'll experience some of those aha moments, and it's going to propel you forward, realizing that even if you're taking a baby step, you're still taking a step. Yes, you are. I want to remind you about self-care. Make self-care a priority. Care for your emotions. How do you do that? By relieving undue stress. I mean, a certain amount of stress is necessary, but we're talking about undue stress. Care for your emotions. Yeah, relieve that undue stress and resist the urge to overcommit yourself. And even though you don't say yes to everything that you may be asked to do, just know that you're still loved and respected. And reach out more and more to your family. And don't expect anything in return but respect. How about that? You may want to begin to rediscover or discover some new or existing hobbies. Yeah, take good care of yourself. Take good care of yourself. You certainly won't regret it. That's a game changer too. And that's really the title of our podcast today, a game changer. Keeping in mind that whatever it is that we want to change in our life, we can get the divine instructions and directions from God. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call upon me, and I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Yeah, a game changer. You know, when we talk about a game changer, you know, we're talking about, an event, an idea, even a procedure, you know, that affects a significant shift. In the way things are being done or the way that people are thinking about something. So the game changer, now there's a shift in the way I'm going to do this going forward. There's a shift in the way that I'm going to begin to think about this. So I want to begin by saying, and I know most of my listeners do, and those of you, this is your first time tuning in, I want to thank you for doing that. But listen, you have to have a vision, a plan, set some goals, a dream, an idea, a concept. Maybe you've received a beautiful forward-thinking prophetic word. Maybe you've had a peek into what you want your future to look like. There are so many great miracles that are waiting for you. I'm talking about some great results and outcomes and they say, what's the final score? You know, these things are about to manifest in our life. You know, what's the final grade? Things that you have been believing for, things that you have stood on faith about. Hey, now it's time. I'm going to listen to this. Even perhaps some things you've taken your hands off of. You've forgotten about them. But God hasn't forgotten about them. So what are you believing God for? You know, that long-awaited miracle, it's probably closer than you think. Yeah, it's closer than you think. You know, it's like I've heard so much recently about suddenly, things happening suddenly. Yeah, suddenly we were told we couldn't go out anymore. Suddenly we were told we could go out. Suddenly. Now take that same suddenly and begin to apply it to your life. Suddenly I'm healed. Suddenly I felt a sense of peace that everything was working out for my good. Suddenly, what I've been waiting for. Yeah. Something happening in our life that will be a witness where others will remain faithful because they saw what happened in our life. The promises coming true in your life, even the things that seem impossible, the game changer. An event, an idea, a procedure, a significant shift in the current way of you're doing things, that you're thinking about something, a game changer. Yeah. Oh, you know, Facebook, game changer, a game changer. Instant messaging, a game changer. Able to send pictures wireless. Yeah, a game changer. What in your life needs to change? What significant shift do you need to take in the way that you're perhaps doing something or thinking about something? You know, they say if you keep doing something the same way, they call it insanity because you keep getting the same result. So if you want things to change, what is it that you need to change? What do you need to do differently so that it can affect and it can shift the way things are? Yeah. What will next year look like? It's going to look like whatever you put your energy into and your thought and the words that you speak. Yeah. Yeah, let's begin to look at our personal life. Our own. When I say personal, I mean your individual private matters. Yes, we're concerned about what's going on in the world and our communities and our family, but can you narrow it down and begin to look at your individual private life, your matters? Yeah, your matters. Some things that no one knows about. Yeah, something special, a special private matter, an intimate issue, something that you have not made public. You can start there. Yeah. A game changer. Coming to God. God, this is something so personal, so deep hidden in my heart. You know it's there, God. But I want to talk to you about it. Yeah, this is intimate. This is between just me and God. How about your spiritual? You know, again, what needs to change in your spiritual walk? Mm-hmm. Your divine destiny. Wanting it to be revealed in such a way that you can begin to think about it, talk about it, pray with God about it, work on it, do what you need to do so that this holy and sacred idea that God wants you to manifest, not something of this world, but something new. I'm talking about game changers today. This episode, we're talking about game changers. You doing something or manifesting something that it may have been seen or done before, but you're bringing it in an innovative and a new way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It could be physical. Oh, yes. Let me get up and exercise. Yeah, let me exercise. Let me move around. You know, physical. Let me take better care of myself. Let me make even my doctor appointments a priority. Mm-hmm. Physical. You can be the game changer even in your physical life. Intellectually, academically. You know, you can even, hey, God, I need you to help me with my memory. I read, but I don't seem to retain. Am I making this practical today? Am I giving you something in this episode that encourages you to step out on faith in your personal matters, your spiritual life, your physical concerns? You need to change the way you eat. And you know, sometimes I'll just incorporate one thing. You can incorporate perhaps drinking pH 9.5 water. Yeah, it might cost a little more, but guess what? It's going to do so much more. Not just alkaline water, but 9.5. It would be written on the container, 9.5. Drinking more water, just incorporating something like that into your physical life. Adding at least one salad a day. Is this deep enough for us? Yeah. And your goals, your material goals, you know, the tangible things that can be discerned with the five senses. What goals do you have? Maybe there are some things in your life that you want to upgrade, the game changer. Maybe some financial, maybe monetary issues. Begin to work on improving your credit, or maybe not only improving your credit, but establishing credit. Perhaps you need to refinance your home. Your business needs an upgrade, a new look. And let's not forget our family life. Domestic issues, everyday things in the home, a schedule, bringing peace and asking God to bring peace into your home and into your affairs. Mm-hmm. Decorate. Get some new things. Get the repairs made. Remodel. You may need new windows in your home. Perhaps you want to replace your carpet with hardwood floors, new throw rugs. I don't know. But there, you know, and think about the various roles that you play in the game we call life. The roles that you play in the game that we call life. A mother, your father. You need to change in these roles. Mm-hmm. R-O-E-S. The roles that you play. Begin to set your goals according to your roles. If you're a mother, a father, a daughter, a son, you may be a minister, a man or woman of faith, a pastor, an usher, a trustee, a friend, a niece, a nephew, an aunt. You may have siblings. You may be a counselor, a doctor, a coach, a lawyer, a landlord, a manager, a supervisor. It goes on and on. How can you even improve these areas of your life? You're the game changer. If you will connect with God, He'll be so majestic in your life. He'll be the provider and the love and the comfort and the strength and the sustainer that you need to change and modify I heard a lady say to me Saturday, and level up. Yeah. How about that? You know, next year, just open up and receive so that as you go into this next year, yeah, put your earbuds in and receive from God. Listen intensely. He's speaking some enormous things through his word, maybe through books that you're reading, through tapes that you're listening to, something you may have heard on YouTube or something you may have read or heard on Facebook. Or I'm talking about a game changer that's able to bring into manifestation the wondrous and grand miracles that God has placed in your life so that they can appear. The game changer brings the invisible into the visible. That's you. That's you I'm talking about. Able to demonstrate and help make things materialize. I'm not talking about magic or anything like that. You know, if you want to be a lawyer, then you go to school and you study and you become a lawyer. It's manifested now. It's brought from the invisible to the visible realm. Yeah, if you have a thought in your mind, some people have inventions. They have witty inventions. They bring it from that invisible realm, from their mind where they have conceived it to a point where others can perceive it, perceive. Whenever there's a perception, perceive means dealing with the five senses. You can touch it, feel it, taste it, hear it, you know, the five senses. Yeah. How about an increase of joy and peace and understanding? A game changer, a peacemaker, and not a troublemaker. I don't make trouble, I make peace. Yeah, I don't bring confusion, I bring joy. I help to bring understanding to the lives that God allows to come into my life. Be alert. Be able to notice things that are changing around you. And be able to notice what you can change. Bring some brand new into some of the old areas. Look around. A refreshing is about to take place. Some positive results are coming your way. Oh, finally, I heard someone say, finally, some positive results are coming my way. The results are on your path if you will just step out on faith. Step out. Positive results are on your path. It's why I've never been down that path before, Glovina. Take a step. Take a step and step out on faith, because I believe the Lord will open your eyes that you may see what is already before you. Have you ever been looking for something and you already had it? I'm going to make it real, real right now. Have you ever? Some of you may have never experienced this, but I have. Have you ever looked for your phone and you were on it? Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked for your glasses and they were just right above your head? Or some of the things you may be looking for, you already have. Maybe you need to renovate it, make it a little innovative, make it better. Sometimes we need to look at what's familiar and say, hey, can this be improved? I'm here to just encourage you. That's why we're here today. That's why we're on this podcast together. You know, you may have hit some hard areas in your life, unable to receive a fresh word from the Spirit of God. And that's what this podcast is designed to do. Give you some inspiration that God will breathe upon you. A fresh newness. Maybe, yeah. But this time next year, You're going to be wiser, stronger. You're going to be talking, and you're going to be communicating more with God. Some of you may be slimmer, firmer. Some may have a broken heart healed. This time next year, you may have closed on a new home, a promotion, maybe married, a baby, a degree, grandkids. I don't know. I don't know what it is for you, but you do. Getting along better with people, your family situation improved. Yeah, you know, there was a man and a woman by the name of Abram and Sarai. You can study about them in the book of Genesis. But you know, God had renewed a covenant with this man named Abram. Yeah. This man was 99 years old when God renewed a promise or an agreement with him. That's why I'm telling you, you may have forgotten about it. Put your hands back on maybe that forgotten dream, or the one where the window was closed, but you can come back around with it in a new way. But God told this man, Abram, he said, look, I want you to walk before me, and I want you to be perfect. God may be telling you, and he doesn't mean, you know, perfect as we know it, or as we may commonly use it, but God wants us to be mature. Put aside some childish ways in some areas. Hey, you tell yourself, I can do this. And God said, that's what he said to Abram. I want you to walk before me in a mature way. His name was Abram, which means exalted, elevated. A father that's going to be elevated, Abram. But God changed his name to Abraham. Some say it means the father of many nations, but can I share something with you? Abraham, the protector and the shield, he was holding that seed. He was preserving that dream. Abraham, God changed his name. That was a game changer for Abram when God changed his name to Abraham. And God promised him, he says, look, I'm going to make a promise with you, and I'm going to fulfill it. This agreement is going to multiply by this time next year. Listen to God. What is he sharing with you? What is he changing about your character? Abram humbled himself. You know, he just fell on his face before God when God was talking to him. God says, look, this is an agreement I'm making with you. This is between me and you. Remember I talked about some of those individual things. This is between you and God. God says, look, I'm going to change your name, and I'm going to make you a great shield and a protector, and you're going to be a father of many nations. The game changer. It was a name change. It's already done, my beloveds. But this time next year, you're going to see some results. Write it down. You're going to be more fruitful. And God told him, said, nations are going to come out of you, and kings to rule these nations are going to come out of you. There's going to be perpetual provision. Hey, listen, and supernatural supply. Grab it, grab it, grab it. This blessing that you will receive is going to come from God Almighty. He's going to keep this covenant with you. Yes, the covenant is going to be sealed. The game changer is going to be you. You're going to begin to make effective changes in your life and in the lives of others. Listen, and Abraham's wife, her name was Sarai. Sarai. And God changed her name to Sarah. Yeah. Sarai also means princess. Sarah means princess, but it goes to a different level. Yeah, Sarai means princess, and so does Sarah. The original name was Sarah, and God changed it to Sarah. Because listen, He took it to another level because Sarah goes deeper. Listen at this. And it denotes to feel something and then release. It means to feel something and then release. Because if you know anything about this woman, she was barren. She was 90 years old when God told her she was going to have a son. Her name means to feel and release. Listen at this part. Her name denotes the juice of the grapes. Yeah. God put a special armor around this woman where she was able to have her youth restored. Abraham and now Sarah, God kept and renewed a promise with them. Promised you. He's going to renew some promises. Expect it. Hope for it. I mean, Abraham, he was 99 years old. But they expected it and they hoped for it. Hope is the light at the end of the tunnel. But faith is now. Step out on faith. Begin to capture or recapture that level of certainty. Depend on it. Wait for it. Believe in it. That deep desire. Yeah, communicate with God and talk about it. Have that perfect faith. Believe it's already done. When you start out, say, for example, to obtain a degree, you start out. It's already done. I just have to walk through the process. Even something as simple as you're on your way to the store to buy some groceries, the grocery store, and guess what? It's already done. You just have to pick the items up, pay for them, walk out, and bring them back home. It's already done. You're walking it out. Have perfect faith. Believe it's already done. And you don't have to tell everyone what you're expecting. Have hope that you will succeed. And pray in secret, and I promise you, your Father will reward you openly. Yeah, you're the game changer. Get in that spirit of expectation. I expect to make a change. I expect things to change for the better. Yeah. Desire it. Have that perfect faith. Get your vision. Get your plan, set your goals, set your dreams, get an idea or a concept, and maybe you've received a prophetic word from someone, because listen, there are great miracles, results, and outcomes. The final score, listen, it's about to be revealed. It's about to come from the invisible to the visible realm. You're about to get the final grade. Things that you believe God for, these things are about to happen. Come on. I want you to step out on faith. I want you to step out as never before, and don't be afraid to do it. Don't be timid about it. Step out. Step out. Be bold. You're going to be able to make it. Hey, can I say shout out hi to my mom this morning? I want to say hi, Mom. I want to say hi to Steen, Jewel, Rosemary, Terry, Cynthia, hello, little Jewel, Sonia, Chu, Marlon, Carolyn, Cheryl, Seven, Nico, Jordan, Kayla, Lauren. Congratulations, Kayla, on that publication. Listen, I want to thank my sponsors, Velma, hey, Jackie in Oklahoma, Collegiate Training Institute. I want to thank Arnold. I want to thank my supporters today. I want to thank LaTorsha. Louise, I'm sending condolences to your family. And General Colin Powell, we're sending you prayers, your family. We're sending prayers and condolences. Thank you, sir. Thank you, General Colin Powell, for your dedicated life and service. Sheila, Betty, I'm shouting out to you. Cynthia in Italy. Coach LaTorsha, Fabio in Italy. Archbishop Lewis, hello. I want to say hi. Joy and her family. Maddie, Stephanie, Judy, Denise, hello, Shatoya. Hey, Yvonne, hi, Helen. Hey, I want to say hi to Daphne, Robert, family, and Dominique, Courtney, Isaiah, thank you for this beautiful, oh my God, thank you. I can't thank you all enough. Yuji, Michiko, the Alexanders, I'm sending you tons of love. Francis, a marketing genius. Coach LaRussia, oh, an awesome coach. Mr. Kane, LaDonna, I'm saying hi. Mama Joy, hello. I'm saying hi to Louise in Chicago. I love you all, but guess what? I feel your love too. The Game Changers, you can begin to significantly shift your ideas, the things that you're involved in. It's in your hands, and trust God to take you through, and you'll be successful. Call upon him, gonna answer you. I want you to know I love you. I really do.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.